Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us today for our lesson about baseball. It is more than a game. As you will see in our title, we're going to be talking about this for the next couple of days. Well, have you ever played baseball? Do you enjoy baseball? Do you know how to play baseball? Do you know the rules? Carolyn, what do you think about baseball?
Well, I really like baseball. I don't watch it very much on TV, but I used to play it when I was younger because my dad was a coach for one of the teams. So I was on my dad's team, and it was a lot of fun. Did you ever play baseball, Gabe?
You know, Carolyn, I never played baseball. When I was younger, I played another sport like it called softball. Have you ever played softball?
I haven't played softball. Can you tell me about that a little bit?
Yeah, the ball's a little bigger than a baseball, and it's pitched a little differently, a little slower. I think it's probably a little easier to play than baseball. It's a fun game. Baseball can also be called fastball, F-A-S-T-B-A-L-L. And today, and for the next couple of days, we're going to learn how it is more than just a game. Let's get started with our first reading of the day.
More than a game. Life is like baseball. Baseball and the U.S. have a long history together. The sport is so popular that it's even called America's favorite pastime. Baseball is an endless source of entertainment for the American public. But the love of the game goes deeper than that. Baseball is so much a part of America's identity that many find lessons on the diamond.
Hello, listeners. This is your word lady, Ellen. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. In today's reading, we're talking about baseball. We'll find out how we can learn life lessons from this famous American pastime. But before we begin, here is today's vocabulary. Identity. Identity is a noun. She loves dancing so much that it's part of her identity. At bat. At bat is an idiom. I'm not good at hitting the ball, so I'm nervous every time I'm at bat. Defeat. Defeat is a verb. The army was defeated after only one battle. Your more information words are pastime. Pastime is a noun. Nervous breakdown. Nervous breakdown is a noun. Here are also some baseball terms. Baseball diamond, inning, pitcher, batter. Batter up. Now let's get ready to start the article.
Well, there are a lot of things that we can learn about life from baseball, and we see at the very beginning, life is like baseball. So life is kind of like the game of baseball. And we see that baseball and the U.S. have a long history together. So baseball is not something that is very new in the United States. It has been there for a long time. Do you know anything about this game, Gabe?
Well, I know quite a bit about this game, baseball, even though I've never played it before. But it's true, the U.S. and baseball have a long history together. You could also use the idiom, they go hand in hand. These things go hand in hand, the U.S. and baseball. We're going to be learning a little bit about baseball, but not really about the rules, more about lessons you can learn from this game, baseball.
That's right, and we see in our article that this sport is so popular that it's even called America's favorite pastime. Mm-hmm. So this game is really important in the United States and in U.S. history if it's called America's favorite pastime. And this is an interesting word here, this word pastime. What does that mean, Gabe?
Well, pastime, an easy way to remember what this word means is it's how you pass the time, what you do with your time. So you might think of a hobby as being a pastime, something that you do or that you enjoy doing. So baseball is America's favorite pastime. Carolyn, what other pastimes can you think of?
Well, you might have a pastime where you enjoy watching sports instead of playing them. A lot of Americans enjoy watching baseball even if they don't play it. So that could be your pastime since you haven't played, Gabe.
It's true. Actually, a lot of people enjoy watching American football during the football season. It's another one of America's favorite pastimes. Something I enjoy doing is playing drums. It's one of my favorite pastimes. What about you? How do you enjoy passing your time? What do you like to do? You can call that a pastime.
That's right. Well, continuing in our article, we see that baseball is an endless source of entertainment for the American public. So it sounds like the United States gets a lot of entertainment out of this game.
That's right. People are always interested in baseball. That's why it's an endless source of entertainment. It's entertainment that does not end. And I think Liz is going to share a little more about this in the Grammar Gym. Let's go there now.
Hello, friends. I hope you're doing well today. Thanks for joining me here at the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. Now, in today's article, we see this sentence. Baseball is an endless source of entertainment for the American public. That's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus today is on the phrase, endless source of. It's a fun and exaggerated way of saying, constantly creating. So, today's sentence just means that baseball is always providing entertainment for the American public. And let's have some examples. Paula's poor spending habits became an endless source of headaches for her family. Or, this new computer program claims to offer an endless source of educational games that can be used in the classroom. Now, if you'd like to see some more example sentences, please take a look at today's grammar tip section in your Studio Classroom magazine. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Continuing in our article, we see, but the love of the game goes deeper than that. So talking about being an endless source of entertainment, it is much more than that. It goes deeper than that. Can you explain this phrase a little bit, Gabe?
Yeah, maybe you think something is a way on the surface, or it appears to be just one way. Baseball is just a game. That's what many people may think. But it goes deeper than that. There are things that you can learn from baseball. So it's not just a game. It goes deeper than that.
That's right. And in the article, we see that baseball is so much a part of America's identity that many find lessons on the diamond. So it is so much a part of America's identity. This is an interesting phrase here. Mm-hmm. So much a part of something. If something is so much a part of it, then it is very important. It's a really important part. You might say that street food is so much a part of the culture that there are entire areas that just have food carts. It's very, very popular.
Sure. Or you might think that American black history is so much a part of jazz music. You can't separate it. Jazz music came from a lot of history there. You might also say, or I would say, that coffee was so much a part of my dad's diet that he could not do without it. He got headaches if he didn't drink coffee. So much a part of something. And of course, we see here, baseball is so much a part of America's identity that many find lessons on the diamond.
That's right. And that's another great word there, the word identity. If you have an identity, that is who you are, the way you identify or know yourself, the way you portray yourself to other people. So America's identity has a lot to do with baseball.
That's right, it does. And there are other ways you can use that word identity. Here we're talking about America's identity, how people recognize America. You might also think about hot dogs and hamburgers or apple pie when you think about America's identity. Or maybe your personal identity. You could also call that your ID. If someone is asking for your identity, they might be asking for your ID or identification.
That's right. Another good word, identification, comes from the word identity. Well, at the end of that sentence, we see find lessons on the diamond. And when I think of a diamond, I think of a shape, a square shape, but it's kind of turned on its side. Or I think of a stone. But here, a diamond is referring to the baseball field, right, Gabe?
That's right. We're not talking about a precious jewel or just a shape. The diamond is the baseball field. So when you're talking about sports and saying, let's go to the diamond and play ball, you're talking about going to a baseball field to play baseball.
That's right. Well, I think we have some more to learn from Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 pastime 这个名词。Pastime 是指消遣或者是休闲娱乐。例如 ,scuba diving is one of Jason's favorite pastimes. 浮潜是 Jason 最喜欢的休闲运动之一。或者是 soccer is the national pastime of Brazil. 足球是巴西全国人最喜欢的消遣。或者是 Tanya gave up her pastime just to look after her parents. Tanya 牺牲休闲的时间就是为了要照顾她的父母。接下来我们来看的是 identity 这个名词。identity 在这里是指身份或者是身份的认同。例如 ,the identity of the suspect is still uncertain. 嫌犯的身份尚未确定。或者是 ,the team lacks a collective identity. 这个团队缺乏一种整体的认同感。它的动词是 identify, 意思是指认出或者是认同。例如 ,she couldn't identify the robber who had taken her purse. 她无法指认出谁是抢她皮包的抢匪。
Well, if you're just joining us, we are talking about baseball. You can open up in your magazine to the lesson called More Than a Game, because baseball is not just a game with rules. We're actually not talking about the rules of baseball today. Over the next couple of days, we're talking about lessons you can learn from baseball, America's favorite pastime. We already found out that it's a huge part of America's identity, and we have lots to learn from this sport. So let's get started with our first lesson from baseball in the next reading of the day.
More than a game. A baseball game is simply a nervous breakdown divided into 9 innings. Earl Wilson. For this successful 1960s pitcher, there was a lot of pressure.Everyone on and off the field watches the player at bat. He has 3 tries to hit a ball flying toward him at 80 miles per hour. Instead of thinking about failing, it's important to focus on the task at hand. Whether a batter or an office worker, only you can control your own performance. Don't let the fear of things you can't change defeat you.
It is true that we are in charge of our own lives and we are the ones who can make those changes. Well, at the beginning of this article, we see a baseball game is simply a nervous breakdown divided into 9 innings. And this is a quote by Earl Wilson, who was a very famous baseball player. And his quote is very interesting. Baseball is a nervous breakdown divided into 9 innings. Well, what does this mean, Gabe?
Well, he describes baseball as a nervous breakdown because there is a lot of pressure when you are playing baseball. And a nervous breakdown is something that I hope you don't experience very often. But if you have a nervous breakdown, that means you have a lot of pressure. You can feel that pressure, and maybe you can't handle it, and so you have a nervous breakdown. It's not a good thing, is it?
It is not, and it comes from having a lot of stress. But here we see that a baseball game is like having a nervous breakdown, but it's divided into 9 innings, or 9 sections of this baseball game. So baseball games have 9 innings when you play a full game of baseball.
That's right, and 1 inning is when each team takes turns playing on the field and batting. So when one team is batting, that's half an inning, and then when they go out to play in the field, that's the other half of the inning. So there are 9 innings in baseball. And for Earl Wilson, this successful 1960s pitcher, there was a lot of pressure.
Yes, and we see in this sentence that he was the pitcher. So that means that he was not trying to catch the ball. He was actually throwing the ball at the person who was batting. And in the next section, we see everyone on and off the field watches the player at bat. So there is a lot of pressure for the pitcher because everyone is watching the ball and the person who is at bat.
That's right. Everyone on the field and off the field. That means the people that are playing as well as everyone who came to watch America's favorite pastime, baseball. So they're watching the person at bat. The person at bat is the batter, the person who has the baseball bat in his hands, and he is at bat.
That's right. And he has 3 tries to hit a ball flying toward him at 80 miles per hour. So there is a very, very fast ball that is almost 129 kilometers per hour. And he only has 3 chances or 3 tries to hit this ball before someone else comes up to bat.
That's right. Only 3 chances. Maybe he will get out, maybe he'll hit the ball and start running around the baseball diamond. Well, we continue. Instead of thinking about failing, it's important to focus on the task at hand. Instead of thinking about failing, it's good to focus on what is there in front of you. The task at hand. Carolyn, what does that phrase mean, if something is at hand?
Well, if something is at hand, then it is what you are doing at that moment. Mm-hmm. So it's not something that happens in the future or in the past. It is what is in front of you now.
All right. So you might talk about the situation at hand. Let's not think about other things. Let's think about the situation at hand, what we need to do right now. It's immediate. It's what you need to focus on right now. And in baseball, you really can't think about failing too much. You need to focus on the task at hand. And the task at hand is going to the information cloud and learning something with Steve and Ken.
Today's lesson is about baseball, and we all know where baseball is played.
Of course, it's played in stadiums.
Yes, in modern times, we go to a stadium to see a ball game. But did you know that in the old days, baseball was played before a handful of people in public parks?
Ah, so that's why we also refer to the place where baseball is played, a ballpark.
Right. When I was a kid attending a baseball game, I always wanted to see someone knock the ball out of the park or hit a home run.
And then there's the expression, knock one out of the ballpark, which means to have a great idea or to do something extremely well. Steve, I think you really knocked one out of the ballpark at the staff meeting yesterday when you suggested early retirement for English teachers.
Thanks, Ken. Now, if the ball is hit but stays within the ballpark, the ball is in play. By extension, the expression in the ballpark means something that's within a range that you can deal with. We often talk about a ballpark figure, which is an acceptable, reasonable estimation.
既然今天这一课讨论棒球，我们不妨来看棒球场。早期的棒球场是在公园里比赛的，因此棒球场在美国常用 ballpark 这个字，甚至简称为 park。在美国很多大都市的球场都是用 park， 像 波士顿红袜队的球场叫做 Fenway Park。 当一个打击手 knock one out of the ballpark 就是打了一支全垒打，延伸出来的意思就是在任何的竞赛、课业、商场上出色的表现。相反的，如果球没有被打出场外却掉落在球场内，那就叫 in the ballpark， 延伸出来的意思就是在某个范围内。所以一个 ballpark figure 就是一个没有超出范围大约的估计数字。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
It is good to know about that word ballpark. And moving on in our lesson, we see whether a batter or an office worker, you, only you, can control your own performance. So you are the one who is in control. And we see that word batter. If someone is a batter, then they are the person who is at bat, the one with the baseball bat, and they're about to hit the ball.
That's right. That is the batter.And whether you're a batter or an office worker, I could also add some other things here. Whether you're a batter, an office worker, a musician, a doctor, a technician, only you can control your own performance. So that's a rule that you can use in any area of life. You can control what you do.
That's right. And it is important in the last sentence here we see, don't let the fear of things you can't change defeat you.So you don't want to let this fear of things that you can't control or that you can't change defeat you. And that is a good word, defeat. We want to look at that word now. If you are defeated, that means that you lose. Right, Gabe?
That's right. And you just use that in kind of an adjective way. If you feel defeated, that means you feel like you are losing to something.So when you play a game and you defeat the other team, that means you have victory. You win. You defeat the other team.
That's right. So in baseball, you might hear that the Yankees defeated the Red Sox, mm-hmm. or something like that.
That's right. Now, in life, maybe sometimes you do feel defeated. You feel like so many things are happening that are bad or negative, and you feel bad about that. You feel like you can't possibly win. You could say...I just feel defeated. Well, it's important not to focus on failing, but to focus on what you need to do, and you can overcome that feeling of defeat. Right now, it's time for us to continue learning something with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 nervous breakdown 这个名词片语。Nervous 是指紧张的 ,breakdown 是指崩溃或倒塌。所以 nervous breakdown 是指精神崩溃。例如 ,when Sally got divorced, she had a nervous breakdown. Sally 离婚的时候饱受精神崩溃之苦。或者是 a bad breakup and financial stress caused Tim's nervous breakdown. 痛苦的分手再加上经济上的压力造成 Tim 的精神崩溃。所以我们看的是 defeat 这个动词。defeat 是指击败或者是战胜。例如 ,the Houston Rockets defeated the Los Angeles Lakers 102-98. 休斯顿火箭队以102-98击败了洛杉矶湖人队。defeat 也可以当名词。例如 ,the humiliating defeat completely crushed the team's morale. 羞辱失败让这个队伍的士气全消。And now it's the time to go back to the teachers.
Today we've been talking about baseball and one of the lessons that you can learn from it. And we also learned about two of the positions that you can play in baseball, the pitcher and the batter. And so I wonder, Gabe, which would you prefer to be, the person at bat or the pitcher?
Oh, Carolyn, I think both people have a lot of pressure on them.I would rather be the batter, actually. I don't think I'm a very good pitcher. I can try to bat. I think it might be a little easier to be batter, but I'm not sure because I've never been pitcher. What about you, Carolyn?
Well, my arm is not very good, but I think I'd rather be the pitcher because having a ball at 80 miles an hour coming toward me is a little bit scary.
Yeah, that could be a little bit scary. Bad things happen sometimes during baseball games. You never know what might happen, but it is an exciting game to watch. There's a lot going on. We're going to learn some more lessons next time here at Studio Classroom, so please come back. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain.
But you're 10 kilometers down the river, below the valley the cave is in.
Then they rowed the boy and girl to a house, gave them supper, made them rest until 2 or 3 hours after dark, and then brought them home. About 2 weeks after Tom's escape from the cave, he went to visit Huck. Huck's fever was gone, and he was getting stronger. Judge Thatcher's house was on Tom's way back, and he stopped there to see Becky. The judge and some friends asked Tom a lot of questions. Then the judge said,
"We can't allow anyone else to get lost there. So I had the entrance closed with a big wooden door with iron on the outside. And I've got the keys."
Tom's face turned white.
"What's the matter, boy? Are you ill?"
"No, sir. I'm not ill. Injun Joe's in the cave."
The news spread quickly, and several boats full of men started towards McDougal's cave. Tom went with them. When the cave entrance was opened, a terrible sight came to the men's eyes. Injun Joe lay stretched on the ground, dead. His face was close to the edge of the door, and he had broken his knife trying to cut his way out. A few days later, Tom went to see Huck again.
"Huck,"
said Tom,
"we'll have to do something about the money."
"What? Tom, you haven't found out something, have you? Where do you think the money is?"
"Huck, it's in the cave. The money's in the cave."
"How far into the cave is it, Tom? I've been up and walking for a few days, but I can't walk more than a kilometer or perhaps two."